This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said all roads in his state right now are at risk of floods as Tropical Storm Florence inches its way westward.
When a storm is bad enough to shut down interstate highways, you know other roads may be even in worse shape. All roads in the state right now are at risk of floods.
North Carolina's Secretary of Transportation, Jim Troutman, said the rising waters are making any kind of travel dangerous.
And it's tremendously impacting our ability to help move travel on our interstates and U.S. routes because of the rapidity and fluidness and dynamics of how fast these events are occurring and how dynamic they are.
Florence is making its way across South Carolina with rain bans extending across three states. Millions of people are reported without power. Meanwhile, Typhoon Mangkhut roared toward Hong Kong and southern China on Sunday after ravaging across the North Philippines with ferocious winds and heavy rain that left at least 12 people dead. The Hong Kong Observatory said although Mangkhut had weakened slightly, its extensive, intense rain bans were bringing heavy downfalls and frequent squalls. China's National Meteorological Center issued an alert saying Mangkhut would make landfall somewhere on the coast in Guangdong Province on Sunday afternoon or evening. The strongest storm so far this year in the world sliced across the northern tip of Luzon Island in the Philippines on Saturday. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis appealed to members of the Sicilian Mafia Saturday to give up on a life of crime. He was paying a one-day visit to the southern Italian island to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the killing of an anti-mafia priest by hitmen. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Celebrating Mass for tens of thousands of Sicilians gathered in Palermo's port area, Pope Francis said to members of the Mafia, "Change, brothers and sisters. Stop thinking about yourself and your money. Convert yourselves to the real God, Jesus Christ." The Pope added, "Mafiosi, if you don't do this, your very life will be lost and that will be your greatest defeat." The Pope was on the Mediterranean island for a day to pay tribute to a priest who kept unemployed youths in the rough Brancaccio neighborhood in the Sicilian capital Palermo from turning to local mafia bosses for jobs. Father Pino Puglisi was 56 years old when he was murdered by mobsters 25 years ago. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
A swimmer in the northeastern United States died from an apparent shark bite on Saturday. We get the details from AP's Julie Walker.
Police say it happened in the waters off Newcomb Hollow Beach around noon. The man from Revere, Massachusetts, was boogie boarding when the shark attacked him. Beachgoers tried to make a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. The beach is popular with surfers, and with sunny skies and warm temperatures, it was busy. This is the first fatal shark attack in the state in more than 80 years. A New York man was severely injured last month after fighting off a shark in the waters off Cape Cod, about 4 miles north of Saturday's deadly attack. I'm Julie Walker.
The head of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play or nefarious intent in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions Thursday north of Boston that killed one person and set dozens of houses on fire. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt told reporters Saturday that NTSB officials are not on the scene to determine when people can go back to their homes. He said his agents plan to do a deep dive into the cause of the accidents that could take as long as 2 years. Sumwalt said NTSB officials expect to be in Massachusetts anywhere from 7 to 10 days, documenting physical damage and collecting records and perishable evidence.
3, 2, 1.
NASA launched its Ice Cloud and Land Elevation Satellite, known as ICESat-2, from Vandenberg Air Force Base Saturday. The satellite will use an extremely precise laser to collect measurements data to track the Earth's shrinking polar ice. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.